Okay, so we're going to continue now on Chof Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are continuing from the, let's see now, 1 second, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down from the top of the page. And it's in the middle of the line, it says Tanya. So we learned to the Braisa. This is going to go back to the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar and expand upon that. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Moda Reb Shimon ben Elazar Bekelim Chadoshim. Reb Shimon ben Elazar agrees regarding Kelim Chadoshim, new vessels, Shesava Oson Ha'ayin, that the eye has become used to, or satiated from, Shechayiv Lahachriz, that one is obligated to announce, the Elu Hain Kelim Chadoshim Shalosava Osn Ha'ayin She'ena Chayiv Lahachriz. It's a long sentence, pretty simple to translate. The Elu Hain, these are they, new vessels, Shalosava Osn Ha'ayin, that the eye is not used to, She'eno chayiv lahachriz, that one is not obligated to announce. She'eno chayiv lahachriz, that one is not obligated to announce. The only tricky part of this sentence is the first two words, ve'elu hein. Ve'elu means in these, hein, they are. So hard to really translate literally, but it's saying the following. Another way to say this would be the following are new vessels which the eye is not used to, that a person is not obligated to announce. Kagoan, for example, Badei Mechotin. So Badei Mechotin, the Gemara is going to explain this in a few minutes, but the word bad means a board or some type of thing upon which something is hung. So Badei Mechotin. So machatin are needles. Mechotin or machatin, needles. And the tinorius. Tinorius, let's look at Rashi on this, what these two words mean. So Rashi is the first, that's last wide line. Badei machatin, the tinorius, lekamei, later on. Mefaresh Badei Machatin. It will explain the phrase Badei Machatin. Shetolin Bo Machatin. That they hang on it, Tola to hang, they hang on it, Machatin needles. So there's some type of thing which they hang needles on it. Pieces which needles are hung upon. And the next Rashi says, Vitsinorius. Rashi says, Mazlegos Katanim, small forks. A mazleg is a fork. Small forks, Shatovos Bo Zohov, that they spin with it gold. Tova is to spin. That one spins with it, or they spin Bo with it, is gold. Can't quite figure out myself what these are. Maybe we look at the art scroll or the translation to understand it. But this is it's Badei Chmatin, boards, pieces for needles, Vitsinorius, and these forks for spinning gold. Back to the Braisa. Umachrozos shal kardumos. So a kardom is a axe or a hatchet. So machrosa shal kardomus would translate as a string of axes. Don't have an exact picture of what they look like, but it's machrosas, as we learned before, is strings. And so there was probably some type of rope or string that they would hang hatchets for sale on these strings. I'd like to just read, just for the sake of my clarity over here, there's a footnote over here in the Hebrew art scroll, so let me just read this. I'll just translate it into English. It says, the Rishonim explain many in many ways why the Braisa here picks upon specifically these vessels. Tosus Arid explains that these objects, these utensils, are not they don't stand for regular usage, but rather for sale or for business. They don't really have a simon and no tevias eye and no recognition of the eye. But a vessel which is more the usage of a person, for example, a glass or a knife, so then it's possible that there's recognition of the eye, there's, even if they're brand new, one would be obligated to announce. So it seems that what he's saying is this, that these are, we're not talking about the actual kardomos, the objects which are on these things, but it's the receptacle for holding them, for selling them. So there's no tevias eye on those things. So the Gemara continues on, or the Braisa continues on. We're still in the Braisa, by the way, because it's all in Hebrew. And we haven't seen any Aramaic words which indicate that it's now, the Braisa is now over. Kol Elush Amru, all these that they've said, it was all these that they said in this, that you have to announce, Amasai Mutarin. When, Amasai means when, Mutarim, would they be permitted? When would they be permitted? Bizman Shematzon Echod Echod. At a time when he found them, Bizman went at a time, or in a time, Shematzon, that he found them, the non ending is them, he found them, Echod Echod, individually, one bad. Right, one mach roses, individually. Aval, but, mitzaon, shenayim shnayim, if he found them two, meaning in bundles more than one, chayiv lahachriz, the finder is obligated to announce. He has to announce them. And the reason is, let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, Achas, achas, he found one, bad achas, umachros echod, one bad or one machros, chayav lahachriz, one is obligated to announce. And the reason is, says Rashi, dominion havei simon, because now that the number in which it's found, or the number that they're found in, havei will be a simon. Okay, so that's now the brace is now over. I see that because the next word in the Gemara is my, and my is not a Hebrew word, but it's an Aramaic word, so it must be the Gemara commenting on the brace. Says the Gemara, my bade, what is this word bade? What is bade? So the Gemara answers, shoche, bade means shoche. I think it's actually soche. With a sin, it's soche. And of course, everyone knows what soche is, having the foggiest idea, at least had I not learned the Rashi, I wouldn't know. Rashi says, soche is anofim shel ilon, branches of a tree. Okay, so soche means branches of a tree. So the bade. These things, these receptacles for holding the needles are nothing more than just the branches of a tree. Anofim shalilon, branches of a tree. Soche. So the Gemara says, "V'amai karu le bade." And why? V'amai and why? Korule, did they call it? Koru is to call. Why did they call lay it bade? And the answer is, Dova de Tolu bay, midi, bar, bad, kori lay. Dova de Tolu bay, an object, de Tolu bay, that they hang bay on it, midi, something, Bad, karu le. Bad, they call it. So davish de talu be midi bad karu le. Anything which they hang on it something. Bad, it's called a bad karu le. It's called a bad. Ki hahu, like that, like the following. Like the following example, or like that which the Tanan that we learnt in the Mishnah. Kihu the Tanan. I think some versions of the text over here says Amrinon. So I actually see over here, there's a bays over here, which is, let me just take a quick look over on the side over here. Roshim Kava 11, okay. It's the Amrinon. If you look on the side, there's a bays over there, there's a notation which corrects the word the Tanan, which means that we've learned in the Mishnah, and correct it to the Amrinon, that we say. Ki hahu da Amrinon, like that we say, or like that which we say, like that which we say, like that, ki hahu, like that, the Amrinon that we say, hasam, over there, and over there is referring to a different Masechta. There's another notation after the next, after the word Hossam, before the word Allah, and the notation there is to is a cross reference to Sukkah, Masechta Sukkah. So Kayehu the Amrinan Hossam, like that which we say over there, Masechta Sukkah, Allah Echad, Babad Echad, one leaf, Allah is a leaf, one leaf, Babad Echad, on one branch, and it's referring to the mitzvah of taking the arava on Sukkos. That an arava is kosher on, you know, for Sukkos, even if it's just one leaf with one branch. Now, it's not referring to the arava inside the bundle, but it's the mitzvah of arava brought in the base of Migdash. But in any event, it says Allah echad, one leaf, but bad echad on one branch. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi over here. Allah echad, but bad echad, but mesechta sukkah, gabei arava, regarding an arava. Shenoshru miktsas olecha, that there fell off miktsas olecha, a portion of Alecha, its leaves, v'nishtayru ba, and there remained ba on it, shlosha olin, three leaves, lachin, moist. V'ika de amre, and there are those that say, afilu ola echad, even one leaf, babad echad, on one branch, kashera, it's kosher. That's what we're referring to over here. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go back to the Braisa and quote more from that Braisa which we just read. V'chein hoya Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, and similarly, it was Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say. It's more of an idiomatic expression. V'chein hoya Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, and similarly, Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say, used to say, hoya omer. It really goes together. He would say, he used to say. So similarly, Reb Shimon ben Elazar used to say, Hamatzil min ha'ari, the one who saves a lost object from the ari, the lion, u'min ha'dov, and from the bear, u'min ha'nomer, and from the leopard, u'min ha'badulus, and from the Bardalus. Bardalus means panther. He saves them from, saves the object from a wild animal. Umin zuto shel yam, and from the torrent of the sea. Umishaluliso shel nahar, and from the, from the surging, forget the exact translation of these words. I think it's the surging. We had this earlier, from the surging or the overflowing of the river. Continues the Braisa, Hamotzei Besratya, the one who finds the object in a stratia. A stratia is a highway from one city to the other city. It's a very large open area. Upaltia gadola is a large square inside a city, a large square. Uvechol mokom, and in any place, shaharabim mitsuyun shom, that the multitude are found over there. So all these places where there's lots of people, Rashi says on this line over here, v'chol mokom sharab mitsuyun shom, Rashi says, v'afilo, actually, we skipped the Rashi from before, I'll leave that, v'chol mokom sharabim, v'afilo dover sheyesh bo simon, and even an object, a thing that there is in it, a simon. This is going to be the chiddush over here when we talk about this together. We'll get into this. Even something which has a simon on it, right? So these are the places where, you know, the people are going to be miyayish from them, as the Brisa is going to say momentarily. The Brisa continues, Hare Elu Shalom, behold, these are his. And here it is. Mipnei, because Shahabailim, that the owners misyashim mehen, the owners despair from them. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a whole series of different quandaries or questions regarding these last words of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So the Gemara starts off by saying, "Iboyi lehu." They asked of them, or it was asked of them. The expression is referring to the Bnei, the members of the Beis Medrash, that they asked the following question. Iboy lehu, it was asked lehu to them. Ki ka'oma Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that which Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, ki is when, or that which Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, that you're allowed to find, that you're allowed to keep the objects which are found in these places where there are a lot of people over there. So the question is Barov Kana'anim, is this referring to in a place where with the majority of Kana'anim, of Gentiles? Aval Barov Yisrael, but with the majority of Jewish people, lo, it would not be the case. O Dilma, or perhaps Afilu Barov Yisrael, even with a majority of Jewish people, Nami, Omar, also he said it. I mean, the question is this: it's very simple. It all depends on how many people are, you know, in this large area, are sensitive to returning lost articles. So if the masses don't care about returning lost articles, so that's the reason why the owner of the object will be miyayish from getting it back. But if there's a, you know, if everyone, if this is in the middle of Likud Beis Medrash, you know, where everyone is learning the sugya, all these sugyas, obviously that's, you know, why would the person be miyayish from getting it back? It's filled, you know, there's hundreds of people there who are all sensitive to returning lost articles. Imtim tzalomar, if you will find to say this, what's going to happen right now is a very it's a typical style of the Gemara, when you have a whole bunch of quandaries, and it examines the different sides of the quandary in this format. Imtim tzaloma, if you will find to say, literally, or if you will say, afilu barov Yisrael nami omar, even with a majority of Jews, also he said it. So pligi rabbonon alei, or lo pligi? Did the chachamim disagree with him? Or lo pligi, or did they not disagree? So the question is whether or not there's a machlokas about this. Is this just the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar, or and there's a machlokas, or did the chachamim agree with him? So again, pligi rabbonon alei, did the chachamim disagree about it, or on it, or on him, or lo pligi, or did they not disagree? Ve'im timtza lomar pligi. And if you'll find to say that they did argue, do argue, Barov Yisrael vadai pligi, well, with the majority of Jews, for sure they argue, because that's much more of a chiddush to say that you can keep it even where there's a majority of Jews. So certainly they argue in that case, but Barov Kananim pligi or lo pligi, with regard to the majority of Kananim, do they argue or do they not argue? Ve'im timtza lomar pligi, and if you will find to say that they do argue, afilu barov kananin, even by majority of kananim, halacha kamoso or ein halacha kamoso, is the halacha like him or is the halacha not like him? Kamoso means like him. Im timtza lomar halacha kamoso, if you'll find to say that the halacha is like him, davka barov kananim, is that specifically with the majority of Kananim, Rafila Barov Yisrael, or even with a majority of Yidden? So now the Gemara is going to bring a proof to all this. So we'll stop over here, and hopefully that's enough to keep you going. Have a great day and much success.